Premier, I was reading your mandatory vaccination frequently asked questions, which you published yesterday. A notice that it says from the 15th of November, travellers from very low risk jurisdictions will also have to be vaccinated, as do travellers from high risk states. So basically, that would mean that anyone coming in to WA from any state will now have to be vaccinated. Is that right?
That's not correct at this point in time. But that's obviously the way all the states are moving.
So this is going to happen. If you just published this a little bit too early?
There's been some administrative mistakes there. But certainly that's the...
Well, there's a date.
As I said, Nadia, there's been some administrative mistakes, but that's certainly the broad direction of where we're heading.
So the broad direction then, just to be clear, where we're heading is that eventually at some point, and maybe someone's put this in too early and is probably going to get in trouble today, that anyone coming into WA will have to be vaccinated.
Well, currently, if you come in from New South Wales or Victoria...
No, this is talking about very low states. I'm talking any state, okay, regardless of their COVID situation.
Currently, anyone coming in from New South Wales or Victoria, that is a requirement. In the future, that's the direction we're heading.
So basically, anti-vaxxers not welcome in WA, won't be able to get in.
Well, all the states are heading this direction, and Qantas is making it a requirement to fly overseas. So, you know, if you want to go overseas, get vaccinated. If you want to travel, get vaccinated. That's basically the way the entire country is going.